This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. In the bird world, fall migration has wrapped up for all but a few species. Migration, in fall and spring, typically follows predictable timetables and geographic routes. The exceptions to the rule are termed eruptive species, northerners that head this way in certain winters, driven out of their home territories by food scarcity. For birds to leave familiar territory, the reasons have to be compelling. Each fall, New Hampshire birders await a forecast of eruptive bird movements made by Canadian ornithologist Ron Pittaway. Logically, his predictions are based on the availability of food for birds in the northern forest. This year is unusual in a general abundance of food across almost all tree species, from conifer cones to birch seeds to mountain ash berries, the big three wild bird food sources. Eruptive species that head south when their preferred food is scarce will likely stay north this winter, widely dispersed and well-fed. This is very good news for the birds. In our excitement as bird watchers, when backyard feeders and crabapples and conifer trees come alive with flocks of exotic northerners, it's easy to forget that hardship drives them our way. Mostly, it's fledglings that are forced out in search of food in unfamiliar landscapes, while the dominant adults stay put on their home territory. Survival odds that are already low, especially for young birds, drop even lower. A bumper seed or fruit crop stresses a tree, and usually is followed by at least 1 year of scarcity that again will drive eruptive northern birds our way. I look forward to seeing them, even though I realize they're refugees, forced to move, by harsh circumstance, not choice. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.